USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Impeachment standoff. The trial uncertain as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi may withhold sending the two articles of impeachment to the Senate. At her weekly news conference, she refuses to answer reporters' questions on the matter. The impeachment vote prompting a Democrat to switch parties. President Trump sitting next to New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew at the White House with the announcement he's ditching the Democrats and joining the Republican Party.
He voted our way yesterday, as you probably know, and we had a totally unified party. I don't think there's ever been a time where the Republican Party was so united.
This is just a better fit for me. This is who I am. It's who I always was, but there was more tolerance of moderate Democrats.
Van Drew represents New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District in the southern part of the state, which also covers Atlantic City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News. Reaction now to the Democrats passing the two articles of impeachment and Nancy Pelosi holding it up, not sending them to the Senate.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is dismissing the House-passed articles of impeachment against President Trump. Talking with reporters at the Capitol, McCarthy calls it a weak case that was rushed by Democrats. Now, as far as how the impeachment is playing out across the country, South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox News,
I think we're already seeing it backfire on them, and I think people are saying these are all unfounded impeachment facts they brought forward. There's nothing there of substance that people can look at and point to of why we should be going through these proceedings. They really want to be talking about things that affect their everyday lives. In South Dakota and across the Midwest and in the heartland, they want to talk about these trade agreements to save their family farms. Mm-hmm. That's what I think is frustrating for them, is they turn on their national news and all they hear about is the circus going on in Washington, D.C., and it doesn't reflect anything that's going on in their lives.
I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Unfortunately, more and more Americans catching the flu ahead of the Christmas holiday, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Dr. Bill Schaffner, medical director of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases, tells us about the concerns.
We're particularly concerned that everyone who has a chronic health condition gets vaccinated, because it's those people with chronic health conditions who are more susceptible to the more severe cases of flu and its complications, pneumonia, and having to be hospitalized.
Dr. Schaffner tells us those chronic health conditions include heart disease, lung disease, and diabetes, even when those chronic conditions are well controlled.
And many Americans may not experience a white Christmas this year, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Lots of people do in America, but residents in the central and eastern United States may be disappointed this year if they're hoping for a white Christmas. Forecasters say the best chance for at least a 1-inch blanket of snow on the ground will be in the Mountain West, lower chances in most of the Midwest and the far Northeast, as the forecast calls for little to no snowfall leading up to Christmas Day. Meteorologists consider it a white Christmas when there is at least 1 inch of snow on the ground on Christmas morning.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.